without giving people an opportunity to embrace every single thing that hurt them. See, we're afraid that they're going to get into depression because we don't have tools. If you open up the things that are bad in their life, they're going to get depressed. Okay. Well, probably they already are depressed. They just don't know it. If you actually open up the things in their life and you give them tools like, okay, I want you to process through pain, because it's not, some people have lived a whole life of pain. When I went through my divorce, how many of you know I can't lay in bed all night long and go through my whole entire 10 years with her? I mean, it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to be done in a day. I'm going to be done in 9 months. So I process through this pain. I'm processing, I'm crying, I'm journaling, I'm writing, I'm playing songs that say, I hate you, I wish you were dead. And then I'm actually like, after I'm done with that, I'm doing the thing of like, Holy Spirit, how do you see her? Because that's not how I really want to feel. That's just how I feel, which I can't change how I feel unless I go through that process, right? It's just how I feel. So I can fake my way out of it, or I can just go, no, I really hate you. You left me, brought him to my doorstep, and took my kids away. Well, ultimately, I have my kids, but I mean, I remember the day when they both walked up to my doorstep like nothing happened and walked out with them. I mean, as a guy, you're like, man, I wish this was the old West. I need 2 pine caskets. I'm all done, you know? But I didn't have that. But my songs, I could do it through my songs. I remember my anniversary night when she was gone. Like, this is our anniversary. I'm sitting, I'm actually have my head laying on the guitar. I'm crying. There's snot going down it. And all I'm singing is, I remember. I remember when we used to do this. I remember when we used to be in love. I remember when we used to do that. What am I doing? I'm actually not hiding from pain. But we're so afraid of pain that we're so afraid to do real forgiveness. See, the hope is, we have the hope. The hope is that when you go through this, like, God makes all things new. And you can look at James 1, and James 1 actually says, consider it pure joy when you encounter various trials or unexpected trials, for the testing of your faith produces endurance. And when endurance runs its course, you will lack nothing. I hate that verse. You know what I mean? Like, when someone says, I just see the season of breakthrough, I'm like, give it to somebody else.